Blog Talk Radio.
That this evening you are well and truly blessed. All sorts of things are happening. I know in certain parts of southern Ontario they had tornado watches and possible tornado touchdowns. So, you know, if it's not too bad where you are, then you are living well. Amen. Praise God. But before we begin, we know that nothing starts without word of prayer to the Lord. So if you'll join me right now, let us look to heaven. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for keeping your hands upon us and watching over us over this little week. And Father God, and that you've kept us safe and provided for us and supplied for us. And Father, whatever we've asked, we've received. And we know whatever we don't get, it's because you have a purpose and know that there's so much better that you're waiting to give us, Father God. As any father would, you know best. But Father, we just ask right now that you would touch lives this time and you would seek those who need to hear a word from you, who needs to feel your spirit, who needs to feel the movement of the power of the Holy Ghost. And Father God, right now we speak joy, we speak love, we speak happiness, we speak peace, we speak unity into everyone's life, Father God. Those listening now and those who will be listening from here on in. And Father God, I thank you for just blessing me and for keeping me and continuing to care for me and to allow me to keep going, Father God. Despite it all, you still always make a way, and for that I'm truly grateful. But Father, right now we have a show at hand, and so we shall hand it over to you and say, have your way now. In the name of Jesus, we ask all these things, and together we said, amen. Amen. I'm excited, people. So excited. We have an exciting show. We have an exciting month and all sorts of things happening. But before I begin, I have an announcement, and I'm going to try and remind you again throughout the show. Next week's show will not be held on Wednesday. I repeat, next week's show will not be held on Wednesday. Next week's show will take place on Tuesday. I will not be in the studio because I will be on location, and we will be meeting and welcoming the Lyme Cricket Masters cricket team from Barbados. And so we will not be able to actually be live on air, and we will be on location next Wednesday. So tune in next Tuesday. I'll give you the date. It is the 13th, August the 13th, and tune in on Wednesday, and you'll be able to hear what we recorded on Tuesday, amen? But if you tune in on Tuesday, then it'll be live, and we'll have some right-on-point hot topics that we've got coming up that we're going to be dealing with next Tuesday. But in the meantime, we have everything is Caribbean. This is Caribbean month. I know Barbados just completed its crop over, and Toronto, we just finished our Caribana, and I love my Caribbean heritage and enjoy the music even more. Well, no, that's a lie, because I actually enjoy the food more than the music, but I enjoy the music quite a great deal. And so we have officially named the month of August Caribbean Month for Rouse Ministries, because we've got Caribbean Tales information we're going to be providing out tonight. I was hoping we could get somebody to talk to us on air, but we haven't heard from them. But we will be touching base with them and have them contact us. And we have some Caribbean cricket taking place in the city of Toronto. So I'm excited. And on that note, I want to give a shout out to the Pioneer Cricket Club in Barbados, the Lyme Masters Cricket Club, and the entire Lyme Cricket Organization. I also want to give a shout out to Maxwell Cricket Club in Barbados. And right here in the GTA, we want to give a shout out to the Mississauga Ramblers. And during this time, we'll be providing all the various dates when the games and matches. Oh, forgive me. I forgot. I also need to do a shout-out to Malvern Cricket Club. I can forget my friends at Malvern. Please forgive me. Right here in Scarborough or North Toronto. Amen. And so you guys will tune in. Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page will have updates on games and different things and events that's going to be taking place. So please feel free to check in on Facebook and check it out. I'm also excited because outside of Caribbean Cricket, outside of Caribbean Tales, we have got some Caribbean gospel people going to be joining us throughout the month of August. And I'm so excited and can't wait to touch base with them and find out everything that they have to say and just, you know, gospel with a little bit more spice and flavor. Amen. You can't go wrong right there. I'm just excited, excited, excited. So, and you're going to hear lots and lots of Caribbean gospel. And people say, Caribbean gospel? Well, those who are listening who don't know anything about it, you're in for a treat. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with getting up and dancing, too. If you feel like you want to dance, then get up and shake yourself. We always jump up and we dance and enjoy ourselves in the regular world. But you know what? I call this jump for Jesus. Amen. You can jump up for Jesus. I'm telling you, you got to go to some churches sometimes and they don't sit down at all because they're just so excited of the goodness of the Lord that they will be jumping, jumping, jumping. Praise God. So, just wanted to let you know to prepare yourself, and you can always email us. We want to hear from you. Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com. I repeat, Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com. Also on Twitter, it is Pastor Rouse Show. Okay? It is no J on Twitter, so just Pastor Rouse Show. So make sure you get that. We want to hear from you. We want to say congratulations also for those who actually got our little challenge last week. Amen. It was Adam Giambroni. That was the answer. Whose voice you heard in the Glass Awards segment that we did, the excerpts from the Glass Awards. He was one of the presenters at the Glass Awards, Adam Giambroni. And don't forget, we still have a charity challenge out there. We're trying to get anyone who has any eyeglasses that they no longer use or no longer need, or, you know, you have them in your home, you don't know what to do, don't throw them away. Get in touch with us, Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com. And, you know, we'll figure out how to get them from you, or you can mail them. So get a pen and paper. I'm going to give you a minute or two. So while you're looking for a pen and paper, because I want to be able to give you some information, then you can go ahead and write down the address. But right now, I will put on some serious, serious, serious music. And you probably dance your way to go and get your pen and paper, because I'll give you the address where you can mail in your glasses. And we want to start collecting those, and we're going to put together even a drop-off center if we have to at different places, and we will update you accordingly because we want you to be able to donate what you're not using. We're recycling. And remember, they're for very needy people in Guatemala. And most of these people don't see very well, and they don't get a prescription. They just try out all the different glasses until they get the one that fits them. So if they can see, then they've got their glasses. Amen? They don't get to go through all what we do with these special eye tests and drops and all these wonderful things. We take so much for granted. But in the meantime, I've got to put on some Caribbean Praise by J.D. Enjoy. Get your pen and paper.
One. country, Jamaica. And this is how they worship the Almighty Father.
Because I surely did. I don't intend on behaving tonight. I'm going to get on bad for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. All right. Did you get your pen and paper? You had some good marching music for that. Praise God. Just want to let you know the address where you can send the glasses. Send it to Rouse Ministries, that's R-O-U-S-E Ministries, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S, or you can put it to my attention, Pastor J. Rouse, R-O-U-S-E, and the mailing address is 2369 Kingston Road, K-I-N-G-S-T-O-N Road. And the suite number is 28052, and that's Toronto, Ontario, and the postal code is M as in Mary, 1 N as in Nancy, 1 V as in Victory, 1. I'll repeat the address again. 2369 Kingston Road, suite 28052, Toronto, Ontario, postal code, M as in Mary, 1 as in Nancy, M, 1, and N as in Nancy, 1 V as in Victory, 1. My goodness, I'm so excited. I can't even speak. I'm speechless. Praise God. All right, let's keep things moving here. Birthdays, birthdays, birthdays. Happy birthday to everybody who celebrated a birthday between last Wednesday and today. And I know a few people I know had birthdays as well. So a special happy birthday to all my friends who celebrated their birthdays this week. Praise God. I want to do a shout out to my friend Helen. And she had her birthday. And, we definitely have to get together, my friend. She's a longtime friend. I think I've known Helen since I was probably in grade 2. So, time has endured, and we have endured with it. Amen. And we hadn't seen each other in a long time because we were in two different cities. and got to reconnect again, and now spending some time occasionally, and definitely connected, and sweet lady, and I want to give a shout out to her kids. And Barack Obama had a birthday. I think he's 52. I don't know. If I'm wrong, then I guess you better tweet me or you better email me. But yes, he had a birthday. And so we definitely wanted to do a birthday shout out. Somebody's tweeting me already. I must have been wrong. And so for all of you who celebrated your birthday, this is for you. And I picked this one because it's for Barack Obama, and I think it's so fitting. Enjoy, Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday.
Time will bring, or in peace the heart will sing. peace, the unity of all people, is in the dream that you had so long ago, that lives in all of the hearts of people. Believe in you. We'll make the dream become a reality. I know we will. Because our hearts tell us so.
Happy birthday, Barack Obama. Happy birthday, Helen. And happy birthday to everybody celebrating a birthday within the last week. And those of you who have had an anniversary or some sort of special event, we say congratulations and may the good Lord continue to bless you. Amen. Praise God. Okay, moving right along, we also want to give a shout out to our sponsors for our month of Caribbean month here at Rouse Ministries on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. Amen. First of all, we want to give a shout out to Sunrise Pastries and Catering Service, The Taste of Caribbean. They're located right here in the heart of Scarborough, Ontario. If you need anything, you can check out their information on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook, or you can call 416-299-7771, and they do catering, they do private special orders, large orders, they also do cakes and pastries, and I can tell you personally, it is tasty, because I've had it, and I go there often, amen, and you definitely, when you go there, you tell my friend, Sister Christine, that Pastor J. Rouse said hi, amen, praise God. And we also want to give a shout out to our friends at the Scarlet Ibis Restaurant. Food is to die for. Amen. It's amazing. Praise God. And so we're just grateful that, they put their heart and soul into everything they do, and they treat us so well. It's a joy and a blessing. They are in North York at 1880. And they are located on O'Connor Drive. It's a Victoria Park and O'Connor area. You have to check out their food. They occasionally have buffets. But if you need some more information, you definitely need to get in touch with them. That's Scarlet Ibis Restaurant. And definitely you tell them that Pastor Jay said hi, amen. You definitely want to check them out, okay? And the food is amazing. The service is great. The people are wonderful. The music is good because you get that nice Caribbean treat when you get in there and you get to jam down with some nice Caribbean music. Amen. Praise God. And we have some more sponsors that we have to thank as well. A shout out goes to CrossFit Island Fit, forgive me, praise God, in Wildy, Barbados. And now they're the first definitive athletic development program for all Barbados amateur athletes. They're not just a CrossFit gym now, and you can get personal training and workout. They have group workshops. They do all kinds of stuff. But now they're even developing their very own athletic training. So this is going to be amazing. I'm looking forward to the day that we can actually look at the Olympics and then we get to see all these athletes from Barbados doing their thing. And then knowing they were trained at CrossFit Island Fit in Wilde, Barbados. Amen. So give them a shout out. Get in touch with them. Go check them out. And definitely try and get your workout done with them, because they know what they're doing. I know for a fact they know what they're doing. I can't wait. When I get down to Barbados in October, I'm definitely going to be checking them out and probably get some recorded information and give them a proper shout out, and we'll probably get to do an interview with them on air. Amen. That would be awesome. Praise God. So now, for the number for Scarlet Ibis Restaurant, those of you who need the number, it's 416-755-1446. That's 416-755-1446. And again, Scarlet Ibis Restaurant is at 1880 O'Connor Drive in North York, Ontario. Praise God. And we've got another sponsor, and they're going to be quite busy starting, I guess, probably from Friday, but definitely busy from next Wednesday on, because they're going to be catering to some of our cricketers that are coming to town. And that is Caribbean Chop House. Caribbean Food says where good food is a chop away. Amen. And they do takeout, they do dine-in, you can do catering. They do all of that stuff. So feel free to get in touch with them. And they're at 647-748-CHOP. I like that. It's 647-748-CHOP. And I'll give you the numbers, because I've done this before. Now with the new cell phones and the way these phones are set up, they don't have the numbers and the letters matching up like on a telephone anymore. So if you give them a word, they can't dial the numbers because they don't connect. So just for those people on cell phones, it's 647-748-2467. Again, 647-748-2467. Amen. Praise God. Everything is Caribbean. Praise God. And speaking of Caribbean, and since we were in the wonderful island of Barbados just talking about it with CrossFit Island Fit, I've got another song to put on from a wonderful, wonderful woman in Barbados. We're going to get to meet her when we're down there too and have her live on air. And her name is Norma Aileen, and she's going to sing Come With Me. Enjoy. Amen. Come with me. I will give you rest. Amen. And we've all been to that point where we're just so tired. What's that saying? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. Praise God. But you should never get so tired that you just can't take anymore. Because he said, come with me. Amen. And he will give you rest. Praise God. All right, moving right along. We have lots and lots and lots of community events taking place. A couple updates. As you all know, as of Friday, the first cricket team arrives in Toronto, and that will be Pioneer Cavalier Cricket Club from Barbados. They arrive on Friday, and they will be connected with the Malvern Cricket Club here in Toronto. And we will give you some updates on when some of the matches are going to be played. I know there's a couple dances, possibly even some barbecues. There's a couple things going on, so we will definitely keep you posted. Also, some of the Pioneers are also on the Maxwell team down in Barbados, so we've got a shout-out to Maxwell as well. Praise God. Also, Caribbean Tales, August the 17th, they start their promotion at the Canadian National Exhibition, and I have some more information about that coming up shortly. But in the meantime, we want to take care of some of the events that are taking place. Now, let's see, August the 30th, there's a live TV recording by Rogers TV of the play When It All Falls Down by Natalie Miller, and that will be at the Richmond Hill Center for Performing Arts. Please check out our information on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. Also taking place in September... Nope, there's one more thing in August, and I always do this to her, and she's a dear friend of mine. Here we go. No, it's September. We're okay. In September, taking place on the 14th and the 15th of September, the gigantic gospel concert. On the 14th, it's at the Friendship West Baptist Church, and on the 15th, it is at the Bernard G. Coliseum in Huntsville, Tennessee. In Huntsville, Texas, forgive me. And the 14th is Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. Now, these both events are presented by the J. Spivey Productions, and the host pastor, or hosting them, will be Kim Burrell, Pastor Kim Burrell. So you know you have to go. She's an amazing woman of God. And it'll be consisting of Leandria Johnson, Kathy Taylor, and Favor, Shirley Caesar, Tamla Mann, and Crystal Cameron. And at the event on the 15th, David Mann, Tamla Mann's husband, will be involved in that particular show. Moving right along, in September, we also have the 20th and the 21st. Is the play OMG Private Pain in Public Schools. You can check out some information at www.omgunplugged.com. And the play is written and directed by Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer. And this is taking place at Don Bosco High School. Once again, the information is posted on our Facebook page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. We have some new events that we've added too, but I'll just continue with this. Don't forget, February 21st, 2014, my friends at Soweto Gospel Choir are coming back from South Africa to Toronto at the Sony Center, and the early bird tickets are available. In the authorization code for the discount or the early bird tickets, you just type in EARLYB. Okay, moving right along. Let me see. We've got a bunch of new things taking place. And remember, guys, if you want some of this information to get out there, you got to get the stuff to me good and early, okay? Praise God. But we do have some more events taking place. I'm just pulling out some information just now. And while I'm doing that, oh, yes, here we go. Vashon Mitchell It's sponsored by McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Praise 100.9 and 92.7. It says, I'm loving it. McDonald's proudly presents Summer Concert Series featuring Vashon Mitchell, talented gospel man. Vouchers for this free concert, I repeat, free concert, are on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, there are three dates that we've been given here, so you got to listen up. It is on our page. August 15th at the Carolina Theater. That's 310 South Green Street in Greensboro, North Carolina. Okay? And August the 16th at the McGlohan Theater, Spirit Square, at 345 North College Street in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the last one is on August the 17th, and that's going to be in Raleigh. And it's the Maymandy Concert Hall at 2 East South Street, Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, the events, all three events start at 8 p.m., Now, for more information or for free vouchers, you can go to www.webbermarketing.net. And then McDonald's is deeply rooted in the community, 365 days of the year. My word, I just gave them a sponsor shout-out, and they didn't deserve that, but praise God. Amen. So don't forget, August 15th, 16th, and 17th, one in Greensboro, then Charlotte, then Raleigh. Okay? Check out the information on our page, and you will get all the particulars. You definitely, North Carolina, you want to get in there and enjoy it. Vashon Mitchell, free concert. Come on. You don't get both together. Amen. Also, taking place August 10th. That's a Saturday. The HTC Fine Arts Ministry presents No More Hell. Praise God. And it's starring Sean McClemore, Rhonda McClemore, James White III, Tara Boyd, and Agnes Balka at the Harvest Time Church, 17770 Imperial Valley Drive in Houston, Texas. Phone number, just in case you need to contact them, is area code 281. Number is 877-8888. This is Saturday, August the 10th at 6 p.m. Now, there's a pre-sale admission of $25. At the door, the admission is $35, and there's a group rate and vendor booths available. So tickets are available. You can check out www.harvesttimechurch.net, okay? And you want to get in touch with them and see this amazing play, No More Hell. Amen. Praise God. Oh, no, we're not done. We got lots of stuff all over the place. I'm excited. Praise God. And we've got a couple more. Yes. Here we go. While we're doing that, I got the opportunity to go and check out an event at my church of choice. I wanted to give a shout out to Pastor James and First Lady, Mother James, as I call her. Just want to give them a shout out. I was at Revival Time Tabernacle on Sunday evening and got to witness their youth and their young people's play. It was very, very good, very deep, very inspiring. Good work, guys. They were working so hard. Now, I have to say this. The choir, my word. You know I have to check out this place during a Sunday service because praise and worship must really blow that church up. I don't know. I've got to come because the music was amazing. I couldn't get over how great they were. I would love to have them perform at a concert. And speaking of concerts in Caribbean, don't forget that Rouse Ministries is talking at this point about putting together a Jump for Jesus Caribbean Fete. Yes, we want to have our own Caribbean soca zouk reggae gospel concert during the Caribana season, so we can jump up and we can wave our flag and our rag and even our bag. Whatever we want to wave, it says get something and wave, then wave. And I think we could do a real good job jumping for Jesus. Amen. So if anybody's interested in more information or helping, or you have a venue, I'm telling you now, get in touch because we should do this. All right, community events, 3rd Annual Dove Awards Prayer Breakfast and Artist Showcase, Tuesday, October 15, 2013 at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And that's Kane Avenue Baptist Church at 1025 12th Avenue South, Nashville, Tennessee. And the presiding pastor is Pastor Campbell, amen. And it's hosted by Omega George. ATM Records. Free admission with an RSVP by October 1st while there are seats available. So, you guys, October 1st, try and hook up those tickets. Now, for information or to RSVP, you email events@pgnetwork.org. I'm sorry, I'll say that again. Events@pgnetwork.org. I don't know what's wrong with me today. And there's going to be a lot of things taking place. Once again, it's the 3rd annual Dove Awards Prayer Breakfast. Amen. Praise God. So you want to get in there in Nashville, Tennessee. Amen. Praise God. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anyone else. Okay. I think it's time for some more music. Even if you don't think so, I definitely think so. I'm excited. I'm loving the show. Okay, so we're going to check out some of your music. And then after I get back, we're going to talk about Caribbean Tales. Amen? So let's check it out. Caribbean Tales. But in the meantime, let's listen to Nika, My Bible. Or they would say, My Bible.
You, how will you bring that?
Yeah.
Amen. My Bible, my Bible. Okay, Caribbean Tales announces the 8th annual Caribbean Tales Toronto Film Showcase. Okay, now, before I begin, I just want you to be able to take down some information. You can check out some information from them at http://caribbeantales-events.com, okay? And we'll put a link again on our Rouse Ministries page, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications page. Caribbean Tales, the Caribbean diaspora most dynamic film festival group, comes to Toronto August 17th to September 14th at the Canadian National Exhibition. And that's at 210 Princes Boulevard and Toronto's Harbourfront Center. And that's 235 Queens Quay West. The festival will showcase 10 feature length and 20 short films in official competition, as well as many others covering all genres and themes. It hosts an intensive 5-day incubator. Now, this is the thing that I like too, providing world-class training to regional and diasporic filmmakers and networking sessions. Produced in partnership with Harbourfront Center, the festival aims to raise the international profile of Caribbean filmmakers, support the growth of the film industry in the Caribbean, and serve as a promotional platform for Caribbean as a premier destination for film production. This year, Caribbean Tales is partnering with the Islands of Caribbean for a special screening series called Gems of the Caribbean. Now, this is on August the 17th at 5:30 p.m., August the 18th at 5 p.m., and August the 30th, 5 p.m., at the CNE. The participating islands include Jamaica, Antigua and Barbuda, St. Lucia, St. Kitts, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Okay, now, from September 4th to the 14th, Toronto's Harbourfront Center will screen the official competition films comprising the best new films of the past year from the Caribbean region. The Trinidad and Tobago Council was hosting the annual Red Carpet Gala September the 4th. So I will do my best to be there as well, with a delicious Caribbean reception and a screening of the world premiere of, already, Mary Wells feature film, Kingston Paradise. It's a Jamaican-Canadian film, 2013. Frances Ann Solomon, Chief Executive Officer, Caribbean Tales Film Festival Group, says, "Our region is coming to voice in film, a testament to the creativity and growing confidence of our filmmakers. This year's lineup features many exciting new films, as well as new acquisitions from 2013 to 2014 distribution catalog." Okay? And they have a lot of new things that they're coming out with, too. And it's so exciting. So I'm going to keep going. The tickets can be purchased by calling Caribbean Tales. Here's the number, 416-598-1410. I'm going to repeat that again, 416-598-1410. In person at Harbourfront Center at the box office, and they're at 416-743-4000. Or online at caribbeantales-events.com. So the CNE screenings are free. The Red Carpet Gala is $60. Centerpiece Films at Harbourfront, $25. Other Harbourfront screenings are free. Now, the main office at 235 Queens Quay West is open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. The main office, box office, is open until 8 p.m. when there is an evening performance. And notice it says when there is an evening performance. A highlight this year is the launch of Caribbean Tales TV. It's a Netflix-style video on-demand platform funded by the Trillium Foundation, aimed at students, educators, and Caribbean film buffs around the world, so everyone can have access to it. Caribbean Tales TV, or CT-TV, aims to be the go-to internet hub where anyone, anywhere, can find films on any subject related to the Caribbean. And this is words of Frances Ann Solomon. Now, the Centerpiece Films Harborfront Center. Opening gala is Kingston Paradise by Mary Wells. And I've got in touch with her. And so we're going to be interviewing her as well and getting some more information. And I do have some info. I'm going to share her link that she's posted on our in our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. I definitely want you guys to check out the information. Should be interesting. I'm excited for Mary, and I'm sure she's excited too. But definitely looking forward to connecting with her and being at the event. Amen. And we will definitely continue to keep you updated. So, you know, Caribbean stuff is going, but it's not going to stop just in the month of August. It looks like we've got lots going on and really happy and excited. But, yes, this is Mary Wells' her short film. All right. Now, the other ones is No Boy Man, No Fraid, and that's by Christopher Laird of Trinidad and Tobago. Elliot Loves, Terracino. In New York, Abo So, meaning only you, is Juan Frisco Pardo of Aruba. And the closing night feature is Songs of Redemption by Miguel Galofre of Jamaica. Now, about Caribbean Tales. Caribbean Tales is a group of companies that produces, markets, and exhibits Caribbean-themed films for regional and international distribution, including Caribbean Tales Worldwide Distribution that links quality Caribbean movies and their audiences everywhere. The Caribbean Film Tales Film Festival Group that produces events and training programs all around the world, and CaribbeanTales.ca. It's a nonprofit based in Toronto, Canada, that produces educational programs through film, contributing to an inclusive Canadian society. And new for 2013, as I said, is the Caribbean Tales TV. Okay? There's so much more to share, but I don't want to go into it all right now. But I will definitely continue to give you more information and remind you of some of the upcoming events. It's exciting. Definitely exciting. But in the meantime, I think it's time for some more music. We're going to do lots of music today because I'm just loving the feel. Amen. So let's see. Who should we try? I think we will do... we'll do some more JD. Take Over Me, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you. like a wire. But Christ became like a fort man up in the fire. Oh, he'd like to set me free on the cross he laid for me, so I can have life eternally. That's why I went up in the water, and I come up. A new teacher, went up in the water, and I come up. A new teacher, Lord, I thank you for my life. Hold me through the day and night. With those you get in no sight. Here's my life. Oh, Jesus, take over me, Jesus, take over me, Jesus. Take over me, Jesus, take over me, Jesus. Jesus, take over me, life. Jesus, take over me, life. Jesus, take over me, life. And he got me singing. Oh, 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 Jesus, take over me, Jesus, take over me, Jesus, take over me, Jesus, take over me, Jesus.
Take over me, Jesus. Amen. By JD. All right. Coming up this month, we getting some music in from our very own Canadian gospel rapper, Caribbean style. Amen. From DJ Evangelist. I just want to give him a shout out to he and his wife. And speaking of DJ Evangelist, just let you know that the Glass Awards red carpet event pictures are available on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. I have more pictures to paste in there or post with the concert that took place and the actual nominees and recipients performing. So those should be put up there pretty soon. Also, the Women of Excellence Breakfast Gala that took place the same day on July the 20th in the morning. Those pictures have all been posted. We may have a few more that we have to put on there as well. So just stay in there with us, and there's a picture of DJ Evangelist and his wife, and yours truly, Pastor J. Rouse. Amen. So, also taking place, as I said, lots and lots of cricket is going to be taking place the month of August. And right here, Caribbean style, Canadian style, with a mixture of all sorts of stuff. Definitely going to be fun. So I thought it would be good to have a little bit of a segment on what is cricket. Now, some people, they're not really sure what it is or how it is or what the game is and consists of, and the rules change because there are different formats of cricket. So we're going to post some information on our Facebook page so people can start to see and get to know a little bit about it. There are longer formats of the game, and then there's shorter ones like 2020 tournaments and things like that. And that's mainly what will be being played during these types of tournaments happening over the month. But I definitely want to get some information. So we're going to be doing a What is Cricket segment. I'm going to talk about it. And like I said, we're going to post some information so people can start to learn some cricket. Amen. I am the one person who shouldn't be teaching anybody about cricket. But I'm going to give you a little bit of information, what I've gathered, and put it out there so you can at least have a little bit of an idea And, you know, it's not just bat and ball like baseball. There are wickets and runs much like baseball, and outfielders and people like that. So we're going to get some information on that. Amen. Praise God. But in the meantime, I have a young lady that I want to play, and you all have heard her before. This is my girl from Jamaica, Miss Carrie Ann Johnson. She's got her album, her CD coming out soon, and actually, I'm going to put it out there. Any churches or venues here in the Toronto region, if you want her to perform, you can get at us at PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com, or you could contact her directly. Her contact information and her producers are on Facebook on our page. But in the meantime, we're going to give you her signature song, because it's the title of the album, Crossover Blessings. Amen. My girl Carrie Ann Johnson, straight and live and direct from Jamaica.
Crossover blessing, Father God, God's healing.
Passover blessing. That's my friend Carrie Ann Johnson live in Jamaica. Amen. I will be connecting with her soon. And I said, if you're in Toronto and you want her to perform at your church or venue or event, you need to contact us because she's coming. She's coming. And so she will be more than happy to accommodate you. Amen. Crossover Blessings by Carrie Ann Johnson. All right. Moving things right along. I'm enjoying this session. So let's check out, it says, what is cricket? So according to Wikipedia, and when all my cricketers get here, I'll be able to discuss this. They will help and provide us with more details, and we'll be able to get you more pictures. And I'm going to be posting some pictures also for the banquet, the anniversary banquet that took place for the Windsor Cavaliers anniversary. They had, and it was a wonderful event, and so we have pictures for that to post as well. I want to give them a shout-out, too. Shout-out to Windsor Cavalier Cricket, to Brother Ward and Springer and their spouses and all of the guys on the team, Harold Green and everybody else, Pedro and his wonderful wife, and yeah, just everybody there. That's my home team, I guess, because Windsor's my place. All right, what is cricket, you say? All right, let's see if I can do this properly without laughing. Cricket is a bat and ball game played between two teams of 11 players on a field, at the center of which is a rectangular 22-yard long pitch. Each team takes it in turn to bat, attempting to score runs, while the other team fields. Each turn is known as an inning. See, it's got some similarities to baseball. Now, here's another terminology that should throw you off. The bowler delivers the ball to the batsman, who attempts to hit the ball with his bat far enough for him to run to the other end of the pitch and score a run. Now, each batsman continues batting until he is out. The batting team continues battling until 10 batsmen are out, at which point the team switch roles and the fielding team comes in to bat. So as you see, again, lots of terminology similar to baseball, the getting people out this many innings and then switching, and so very similar. Now, I'll keep reading because we're going to talk about the 2020 tournament. In professional cricket, the length of a game ranges from 20 overs of 6 bowling deliveries per side. Test cricket played over 5 days. Now, that's serious. That's that ICC cricket that they do. They do like major, major crickets. Now, the laws of cricket are maintained by the International Cricket Council. See, just mentioned them, ICC, and the Marylebone Cricket Club, with additional standard playing conditions for test matches and one-day internationals. Cricket was first played in southern England in the 16th century. See, it's been in my blood, it's been in my legacy, it's been my heritage and my place of birth. So, by the end of the 18th century, it had developed into the national sport of England. See, very well known over there. In North America, it's not so big, but it's getting there. The expansion of the British Empire led to cricket being played overseas. And by the mid-19th century, the first international matches were being held. The ICC Games governing body has 10 full members. The game is most popular in Australia, England, and the Indian subcontinent, the West Indies, and Southern Africa. Yeah, well, South Africa, Southern Africa, okay? Now, a little bit of history. Early cricket was the sometime or another described as a club striking a ball, like the ancient games of club ball or stool ball or trap ball or stob ball. Cricket can definitely be traced back to Tudor England times in the 16th century, and written existence of the game was known as Creag, being played by Prince Edward and the son of Edward I at Newenden, Kent. And there has been speculations, but no evidence, that this was a form of cricket. Okay? I'm not going to read any more. I wanted you to get the basics and the bases of it. And there's some world-famous cricketers around the world. And you get cricket ovals in various places. Okay? I'm just thinking if there's anything else I need to tell you. Yep, there's cricket terminology. And there's actually, I've even seen where they have like a dictionary so you can understand all the terms. The thing that gets me with the cricket is I understand some of the smaller tournaments, but there are some rules that I don't quite get. And so I'm not very good. And yeah, much like baseball, they have different types of bowls, like how a batter might do a spitball and stuff like that. Well, cricketers, the bowlers have their styles and there are certain names to those as well. So there's a lot of little trick names in there. So if you know some more little names or key names or things that I should be telling everybody over the next month, then feel free to email us at PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. Amen. Praise God. This is rather interesting. But too much talking. Let's hear some more music. This is Push by Winsy Ann Cuffell.
Winsy Ann, you're probably wondering where you are. Well, I'll tell you where you are. You're in the room, and you will meet your doom. Don't waste time calling his name. He won't come back for you. You will never push your way out. These walls will crush you.
Well, look, we come to push again. We press him up until the end. Cause Jesus coming back again. Don't you forget this, my friend. This pressing thing will never end. This pushing thing will never end. This praying thing will never end. This prison thing will never end. Push, push, push. Pushing, keep on pushing, and never pressing back, pressing, praying, praying, praying.
push. Pray until something happens. Amen. And that's important because sometimes we like to give up a little too soon. And so you just keep praying. You just got to dig in and stand your ground like a tree planted by the water. You shall not be moved. Amen. Praise God. We just have a couple more things we want to clear up and share. But in the meantime, I just know that you have to really stand your ground these days. And I'm very much into the naming it and claiming it. And I believe that we have the power in the tongue and we have the power in our words. Amen. And the devil and the enemy is only here to kill, rob, and destroy. Praise God. And so we refuse to let him even attempt to do such things to us. We need to be prayed up. We need to be grounded. And we need to make sure that we can remember at all times that we are children of the living God, and what is for us is for us, and he has said that he has only good things for us, that it was not his intention to do anything bad to us. So we have purpose and we have power. Amen. I like that. Purpose and power. And therefore, if you have those two, I would like to say you have potential. Amen. And you have potential with great possibilities. Amen. I like those P's in there. Purpose, power, potential, and possibilities. Praise God. Amen. Because we know that he has good for us. And so, therefore, enemy tries to take it. And that being said, we're going to hear Turbulence and Robbers of Souls. Don't let the devil steal your joy, and we certainly don't need him being a robber of your soul. Amen. Don't let him steal your joy. Praise God.
Herb and boys, yeah. Yeah. Said them no real from morning. She said them no wine. Lucifer calling, ready in their mind. Iniquity darling, they have to victimize. Gun them out, we not compromise. Can we find out the robber there? Robbers of souls, tell my brother there to take full control. A robber there, robbers of souls, tell me sister there. So much duty to be old. Ethiopia away, sultans and princesses. We trod in one accord and that is how we live. Remember where you're coming from and don't you burn your bridge. Advance for the future, we're staying positive, yeah. Remember you feel liberate yourself and come. Put down Babylon, grudge and all them hate and done. Seek for salvation, don't rely on no. Thy kingdom come, the final to rob of them. Robbers of souls, tell my brothers there. Take full control, rob of them. Robbers of souls. Half us never been told. The pagan them a basking and the children them blood. Yow me fire bomb the wicked man ritual. No make them sick you cast them nah no love. Can't stop the wrath them so spiritual. A judgment a go take them in a them carnival. Them a worship animal. Burn your lip for cannibal. Hey, a life me chant for. A dance me walk. Urban boys a burn the funeral. Toss a robber there. Robbers of souls, tell my brothers there, take full control. A robber there, robbers of souls, tell my sister so much beauty to the old. We find out a robber there, robbers of souls, tell my brothers there, take full control. A robber there, robbers of souls, see that the truth are unfold. Missy said them no real from morning, Missy said them no wise. Lucifer calling, ready in their minds. Iniquity darling, they have to victimize. Me burn them and me not compromise. Well, I have tried one rabbi, yeah. Rabbis of souls, tell my brother there. Take full control, rabbi there. Rabbis of souls, tell my sister so much beauty to be all. Rabbi there. Rabbis of souls, tell my brother there.
Harvest of Souls. Wow. The devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Don't let anyone take from you what the Lord has already prepared and or preordained for you. Amen. Praise God. We really have to learn. I wish some of these churches would teach people more about spiritual warfare. They don't seem to. And it's in the Bible. It's in the same place they keep teaching from every Sunday. But for some reason, they just seem to skip over that section. Amen? My goodness. And you can't keep telling people to keep praying, and you don't tell them why they're praying. Amen? God has given us the power to take on so much, because it says, because your fight has not been with flesh and blood, but with principalities. Amen. We need to know who we're really fighting with. Praise God. It's behind the scenes, but it's still having an effect. And so you need to pray. I tell people, you got to pray up all the time. Don't forget, put on your full armor of God. The book of Ephesians will tell you all sorts of stuff about that. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Amen. In high places. Praise God. And we just got to be prayed up. And if you don't understand all of that, you need to go and speak with your minister or your pastor who really practices true Bible believing preaching. Amen. And you need to study the book of Ephesians. But in the meantime, it says to put on your whole armor of God. Amen. You need to just be prayed up. Praise God. Like I said, like a tree planted by the water, you shall not be moved. And well, for those who just don't seem to understand that you cannot just keep living the way you're living and have no purpose. And it says, choose this day whom you will serve. Can't sit on the fence. My theory is if you sit on the fence, you get a splinter or you get a spoke. Amen. And you don't want to know where. You can't straddle the fence. You got to be on one side or the other. And yeah, sometimes depending on which side you're on, the grass might look greener on the other side. But I can assure you, one is real and the other's just a trick. Amen. Which would you prefer? Praise God. Unconditional love for all eternity. Amen. So let's hear what Sanchez has to say about never diss the man. Amen.
And if you ever diss a man with the younger, someone that he don't know. Hey, listen up, I know time picking up. Time is short and life is precious. Hey, listen up, I know time picking up. Life is short but time is precious. You've got to have the heart of a lion to change to reach Mount Zion. You can never be afraid. Just call on his name. Life is no game. Life is no game. Never try to diss the man who is the younger. The one who's got the tiger. The one who sits high and he looks on low. Be living this minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hold up your head, my brother. Be conscious, my sister. And by your works, you shall surely be paid. Never try to diss the man who is the younger, the one who's got the tiger, the one who sees high and he looks down low.
Never diss the man, amen. He's in charge, praise God. And you know what? I have no intention of annoying him, praise God. You just have to know what the Lord has for you. And you just have to know who you are to him, amen. Praise God. I just want to make sure we wrap things up here and that you're all feeling blessed and you all know you're blessed and know that Jesus loves you, he cares for you, he sacrificed his life for you, praise God. And I could never do that. I can try, but I don't know how many people I would lay down my life for. And I might say that people get heroic and they do things without thinking. But I mean, this is a man who didn't really have to think about what he was thinking because he knew. And he had to lead up to it day by day, knowing exactly what he was about to do. So he very well knew for a very long time what he was going to do for mankind. How could you not love somebody like that, amen? I just can't think of it any other way to put it, straight up. How can you not love someone who would do something that for you? Amen. But before we head out, I just want to touch base. We'll continue to keep you posted. Another reminder, I said I would remind you again that next week, our show will be live on Tuesday night. That's the 13th of August, because on the Wednesday night, we will not be available. We will be on location and we'll be unable to do the show. Amen. So we just want to make sure everybody remembers that. I tell you, we want to hear from you. We want to know if you have questions, if you have a need. We really enjoy being with you and sharing with you and just want to continue to bless you. And I just pray that we are being a blessing. Amen. I know I feel blessed. But before we head out, just remember, it says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Amen. What the Lord has for you. But he has only come to give you good things. He would never do anything to hurt you. And sometimes we don't always get what we want when we want it. But just remember, He knows what's best. It's like a parent. Think about your children. You have kids. You don't always get what they don't always get what they want, because you always decide what is best. Amen. And why do you decide what is best? You can't tell your kids like you usually do, "because I said so." Well, if He said that to us, we'd have to just grin and bear it just like the children do. But He doesn't say, "because I said so." He says, "because I love you." Amen. And you know you do the best for your children because you love them too. Think about how you love your child and what you would do for your child. How much more would the Lord do for you? Continue to be prayerful. Remember our four P's. You have power, you have purpose, and therefore there are possibilities and definitely potential. Amen. Don't speak negativity into your life. Speak positive things over yourself, over your family, over your friends, over your neighbors. And remember, robbers of souls, we don't need the devil to steal our joy. And I'm telling you, if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then hand it over to the Lord. As Sister Norma Elling said, He will give you rest. Amen. Come all ye who are heavy burdened and laden, amen, and I will give you rest. Praise God. So this week, prayer. That's what I'm going to tell you. Prayer and positivity. Pray over yourself, pray over your family, your friends, your neighbors, and pray for them. They don't have to know that you're praying. Just pray for them and watch and see how wondrous my God is. Amen. And positivity. Speak positive, be positive, act positive, and do something positive. And when you have all of that positivity in your life, I can positively say that it will get much better. Amen. Jesus loves you, and so do I. But until we see, God be with you. When? Until we meet again. God bless. At night.